Attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day right here on Let's Face the Issues. We look forward to your questions, comments, and involvement in the broadcast. We're talking about an issue today, local issue, an issue that I believe is imperative for us to talk about. The question is Jacksonville, Florida, now a sanctuary city? Did you hear that question? Is Jacksonville, Florida, now a sanctuary city? Ladies and gentlemen, we've just witnessed the mayor's veto of a bill that would have further insulated and protected our city from becoming a sanctuary city. We're going to talk about that during the broadcast today, and we're going to invite you to call. We're going to have a monologue. After the monologue, our telephone lines will open. And lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion of the issue today. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, we've all witnessed and watched with sadness as the formerly great American citizen states have become bastions of liberalism, socialism, and societal decay. We've witnessed what's happening in New York, Chicago, LA, some places in the beltway across America, Nashville, for example. We've been witnessing for weeks and weeks and weeks now the burning of buildings, the rioting in the streets, the demand for liberation for the Palestinians, as they're calling it. We've been witnessing and watching the anti-Semitism on the increase in America. We're witnessing the fundamental decay taking place of our foundations in our great nation. And just yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, a socialist, Marxist, Islamic jihadist professing to be a socialist in the New York City primary for mayor. I realize 11 people were in that primary, but the socialist Marxist jihadist came out with 42% of the vote. New York is a sanctuary city where illegals are permitted to vote. The Islamic socialist says that he will provide, listen to what he had run on that got him the 42%. He promised that he was going to provide $30 an hour minimum wage, eliminate all police officers, free child care, rent freeze so that there'd be no increase on the rents of properties. He's going to set up city-owned grocery stores across the city to provide free food and will tax the rich to provide for all of this free stuff. I don't know if you heard his speech. I watched the speech. I'm just astounded. But what I'm getting at, New York City is a sanctuary city. New York State is a sanctuary state. They perhaps started small from the standpoint of open and embracing and saying that documented and undocumented makes no difference. You're welcome in our city. And we see the end result of it. We see the end result in Chicago. We find in Chicago, for example, more is being spent on the illegal invaders coming in than on the citizens that have need in the city. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this. This is an example. These examples across our cities, across our states, across our nation, with blue cities, they're called, and blue states, each and every one of them are led by, run by, those that have been elected by the people, but are socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats. Those that have taken the position that we can collect money out of the purse and pockets of the citizens and put it in the pockets of those that come in that are not legal in our nation. Across America, listen, let me just give you some broad pictures. Across America, we're putting a strain on our educational system. Across America, we're putting a major strain on our medical care system. Across the nation, we're putting a strain on the services that's provided in our cities, primarily because of these socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat mayors and governors that feel there's no end, no bottom to the bucket of money. Now, the question is, have we reached the starting point? Have we started down the road of being an open sanctuary city for Jacksonville? That's my question today. Love to hear from you. What do you know about it? What are your thoughts on it? How should we respond? What's the answer to it? So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is needed. We ought to talk about that in concept today because of what's being said, what's being done, and the sleight of hand that's being carried out by the leadership in our city. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that is factually true today. That those today that will repulse, rebel, and reject what I'm saying in relationship to the happenings in our city. We need to go back to the fundamentals of truth. It's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that said, let me read the portion of his statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And then the sad fact is that the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, and by the way, when you look at what just took place in New York, with the socialist, Marxist, communist candidate for mayor, with what he's promising, the free stuff, every place with everybody, somehow, some way, there's a mindset that cities and states and counties can continue to do that. It is the millennial age group that I saw in that rally gathered around this Marxist, communist candidate that was applauding him. I'm concerned because 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no absolute truth. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day, is to stand for the truth, listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few more moments on a monologue. Not elongated, but lengthy to set the stage of where we're going. Then we'll open our telephone lines and invite your calls. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have, right now, I believe we've opened the door. We've opened Pandora's box in relationship to our city becoming a sanctuary city. These sanctuary cities, ladies and gentlemen, that's across America, they are more than just the incubators of growing socialist, Marxist, communist mindset across the nation. All of these cities are run by those Marxist, socialist, communist, Democrat mayors. Ladies and gentlemen, so let me just summarize this and then we'll open our lines. What are some of the policies of sanctuary cities? What are some of the policies? Number one, they embrace illegal immigrants. It's the embracing of the, listen, I've heard our mayor say, I've heard governors and others across the nation say, you know, we're supposed to love these people. They've left their home. They've risked their lives. They have nothing. They're fearful. Listen, America is that shining city on a hill, as Ronald Reagan called it. Everybody in the world wants to come to America. And under the Biden administration, we had somewhere between 20 and 25 million illegals that came into our nation. How many can we take and continue to have services with the tax dollars that's being paid by the citizens? When do we run out of other people's money? Other people's money. They call it OPM. Other people's money. And at some point, sometime with the socialist, Marxist, communist system, you run out of other people's money. And yet there's the mindset that we can practice socialism in America. And that's what we're talking about when it's the open borders and when it is the sanctuary cities. Secondly, sanctuary cities generally provide free food, free Medicare, free medicine for the illegals at taxpayers' expense. Most cases, they restrict the law enforcement from arresting the illegals. Listen, and we'll get into it further in the broadcast, but our mayor just recently instructed our sheriff to not ask the question about the legal status when they're interfacing with someone in our city. There's the mindset that, you know, you can just come into America, you can come into our cities, you can live willy-nilly, you can get everything free, and do what you please. Listen, we've had murder rates, we've had rape, robberies increase exponentially in America as a result of the open-door policy, and it's part and parcel because of the sanctuary cities and sanctuary states across our nation. I don't want it in Jacksonville. I don't know about you, but ladies and gentlemen, when there comes to the restriction of law enforcement that says, don't arrest them, don't ask any questions about it, let it continue. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, the state of Florida, under the leadership of Governor Ron DeSantis, has given Florida a good, solid standard and laws to prevent sanctuary cities in our state. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. If we do what is being done in the city of Jacksonville now, our mayor is saying, I will not obey the laws of the state of Florida. I will not obey the Constitution. I'm going to ignore the Constitution. And listen, the mayor will be saying, I will ignore my oath of office. Why do I say that? Because when someone is sworn in to a political office, they're swearing to uphold the Constitution and the laws thereof and the laws of the state of Florida, or whatever state it may be. So if you are doing what we see taking place now, it's the violation of the oath of office, and I believe it is an offense that causes it to be, that individual can be removed by the governor. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Yabla, you are dead on point. I'm telling you, we got so many sleeper cells over here right now, and I pray to God that they don't try to do it on the 4th of July. You got those tooties. You got all of them. Everybody that hate us, America, we are the great Satan, they say. Israel is a small Satan. But I don't understand, and it wasn't Sleepy Joe. I believe in my heart, I'm a black man, less than 100 years old. I'm a black man, and it was really Obama. When I found out and looked at what Obama did for Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, hey, do not let them get nuclear power. Talking about they're doing it for the citizens. No, they lied. And I don't understand our mayor. Talking about a sanctuary city here in Jacksonville. Head to the no. No.
Well, it is interesting fact, Kenneth, that what we see, and I'll go into greater detail during the course of the broadcast on her rationale, her statements, that it would bring about greater responsibility for our citizens if we did not honor these. And what she's done is using a backdoor approach. Our city council doles out millions of dollars every year to nonprofit organizations. Now, I'll be very frank with you and all of our listeners. I'm against, 1,000% against, city council deciding what will be done with tax dollars on giveaway programs. If an individual wants to give something to any charity, let the individual give it, but do not give the tax money to our city fathers for them to administer the need for the city and then decide on what pockets they're going to put it in. And the nonprofits that they're giving millions of dollars to every year, this bill that the mayor just vetoed, this bill would have prevented any of those dollars from being used to expend on illegal immigrants in our city. This opens Pandora's box. And every major blue city,
yes,
blue state across America, started on a small scale with an idea that we want to help somebody, we want to be philanthropic and give away things, and it does not stop. That is opening Pandora's box. That's putting the, if you please, the nose of the camel into the tent. So, Kenneth, it is my prayer that folks listening today will listen to the total broadcast, because at the close of this broadcast, I'm going to give information and contact information on who we need to contact, what we need to say. We need to contact the governor's office, the local state attorney's office, the attorney general's office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and say, is it going to be allowed for a mayor to spit in the face of the state laws that says you can't do it?
Yeah, our governor. How can you do that?
Yes, absolutely. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer and our recognition, and I'm going to recommend today that everybody pray about this, ask God to give wisdom and insight. We must not allow Jacksonville to become a sanctuary city, regardless of who might say, well, it's a good thing to do. It's in fact, many Christians will say, well, Christians are supposed to help these people, supposed to open our doors, et cetera, et cetera. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today.
You,
I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray you are.
I'm doing good. I don't think the mayor has any. She can suggest what the sheriff's office is going to do, but I think he's obligated by oath since it's an elected office he must follow the law. The second thing, you were talking about that New York Democratic primary there. It reminds me of two revolutionary era characters. One was Benjamin Franklin, who said, and I'll read this, when people discover they can vote themselves money, that is the end of a republic. An expanded version of that was written by Alexander Fraser Tytler. And he wrote, a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that democracy will always collapse over loose fiscal policy followed by a dictatorship.
Yes.
So those are words of wisdom there, and we cannot allow our government, whether it's local, state, or federal, to allow benefits to go willy-nilly wherever they want, because that's completely irresponsible fiscal policy. Completely irresponsible.
Jim, absolutely. And what our mayor is saying is that we cannot say to our, quote, donor recipients of the taxpayer dollars, the nonprofit organizations, we cannot expect them to not expend that money as they see fit. Why not? It's taxpayer dollars. Why shouldn't there be regulations that says if you're a Ajax 501c3, Ajax philanthropic organization, why not say we need an accountability? Where'd you spend the money? Where did it go? How is it taken care of? We have too many of those organizations in Jacksonville today that will get a donor gift from the city council. It goes in their books, and then they turn around and three, four, and up to five other organizations that tax dollars should never go to, it's being put out the back door of those organizations to other organizations that are immoral, ungodly, and unholy that we, the taxpayers, are funding. It's wrong.
And I believe it is completely wrong.
By the way, I must tell you this. It comes to mind. I watched something recently online. It was somebody with a clipboard and a petition asking the people on the sidewalk to sign the petition. And the petition was, do you want to provide free health care and free education for everybody that needs it? And everybody said, oh, yes, yes, yes. And so the funny part was, and when the one getting the petition signed, they would sign it. He said, now turn to page 4 and tell us how much per week you're willing to let come out of your salary in order for these things to take care of, to be paid for. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. as long as it was free stuff from somebody else's money, it's okay. But it's free stuff from your dollars, then everyone that were approached on the sidewalk said, no, I'm not doing that. And that's the bottom line. People look at it as it's not my money, so it doesn't matter. And it belongs to the citizens that pays in the taxes, and therefore there should be an accountability and a paper trail for it. I use the basis a dollar in, dollar out. If that money is being given to a nonprofit, there needs to be an accountability. Where did you spend it? What did you spend it for? And a record being kept. And that bill required that none of the dollars be spent on illegal immigrants coming in to our city. Jim, it demands our prayer and our consideration. I'm concerned, vitally concerned, that this is the first gigantic step in opening Pandora's box for Sanctuary City in Jacksonville, Florida. That's my concern. That's my heartache as I speak on it today. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. I believe Santiago's on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Yabla. I don't know, how people try to give the money from people that we work all our lives, and then try to collect Social Security, and then these people come over here to this country and they give it everything. When sometimes we have a burden to buy a house or to rent a house to pay, and these people, they have everything. They have food, they have money, and they have housing. And then we work our 70 years in this country to get just a little bit of Social Security, and then these people, they get more than we get, and we get paid, That's my comment. And this fake news that they say that that attack that the United States did to Iran, that there was no they don't do a good job, you know, that's a fake news, you know. Thank you, and God bless you.
Santiago, you're exactly right. It's fake news. They're saying that, oh, Trump didn't do the job, that somehow, some way, the nuclear places of production were not truly wiped out. They were just set back for a few weeks or maybe a few months. I believe if Trump were to get out there and put a halo on and walk on water, wave the magic wand, and make everybody perfect in America, they'd find something wrong with what he's done. So it is fake news. You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should attract and encourage and challenge each and every one of us, especially on a local level. Is Jacksonville, Florida now a sanctuary city? Is Jacksonville, Florida now a sanctuary city? I'm looking at an article. It says Governor Ron DeSantis, sanctuary cities banned. Florida cities will now be sanctuaries for undocumented, will not be sanctuaries for undocumented immigrants. A law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, this law has been on the books for a couple, two or three years, maybe longer, but it was held up by the appeals court. The appeals court ruled that the law in the state of Florida that bans sanctuary cities, that bans mayors from confronting the law and saying no, it bans it totally and completely. Concisely, the definition that says a city or county or state that limits its cooperation with federal immigration enforcement agencies in order to protect low priority immigrants from deportation will still be turning over those who have committed serious crimes. Florida has 28 sanctuary cities and counties that are affected by the change in the law, including Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, Miami-Dade and Orange counties, and cities of Tampa, Miami, St. Petersburg, and Orlando, just to name a few, this article says. Governor DeSantis said, quote, sanctuary cities basically create law-free zones where people can come to our state illegally and our counties illegally, commit crimes and offenses, and then just walk right out of the door and continue to do it elsewhere. That is a very succinct statement coming from Governor Ron DeSantis as to what this is about. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan has just created what I believe to be a sanctuary city, a new sanctuary city, City of Jacksonville. A city council bill passed 11-7 to prevent Jacksonville taxpayers from having tax dollars being given to nonprofit organizations with no accountability. I'm looking at a headline. This headline says it all. Florida passed an anti-sanctuary bill but doesn't have any sanctuary cities. Now listen, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law backing so-called sanctuary cities, banning, where local agencies are barred from aiding federal immigration enforcement, even though Florida has very few sanctuary cities to ban. The newly minted law also requires the local government agencies actively support federal immigration. Listen, requires local government agencies actively support federal immigration efforts which experts warn stand to harm the public safety and the Florida economy, and come at a time when many across the nation are debating whether law enforcement should be in control of the immigration system. Look at the headline. Florida AG takes victory lap as after Blue City says it won't violate sanctuary ban. End quote. We'll read a little of that in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? Is it okay for the city of Jacksonville to become a sanctuary city? I watched some of the rallies on television when this was being debated and when Donna Deegan had said that she was going to veto the bill. And you had people by the crowds, large numbers, with signs says there should be no ban on immigrants. Immigrants have rights too. Ladies and gentlemen, an immigrant that's come in illegally has zip zero, no constitutional rights. Our Constitution was designed for we Americans, we as citizens, not illegals coming in and demanding to have a constitutional right. There's no right to enter into our nation illegally and then to expect taxpayers to take care of all of your expenses. It is simply not the case at all. Ladies and gentlemen, That telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to ask the question, is Jacksonville, Florida, a sanctuary city? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.